Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We'll be holding the Maaseh Sheni Daf Kof Ches in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the beginning of Halacha Daled, immediately after the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah that you have Beis Abadim. Beis Abadim refers to where you press the olives, but it's a room. That the door is Pischeim Lifnim V'Chalol L'Chutz, or the opposite. The opening is in Yerushalayim and the rest is outside, or the opposite. But Shammai Go L'Chur, when they say everything is Kibifnim, and Beis Hillel say, "Mikenegad haChayim lifnim kalifnim, mikenegad haChayim lechutz kalechutz." Right from the Chayim to the inside is considered to be Yerushalayim. From the Chayim to the outside is considered to be outside of Yerushalayim. So the Gemara Ma'ablos are lechumrin. Beis Hillel themselves are only going lechumrin, not going lekula. Rabbi Yosi Abaye Ma'al lechumrin. What does it mean? So what's the machlokes between Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel also going lechumrin. Oma Avyayino Hadod the Tanina Tamon. What we learned in the Mishnah: Batei Abadim shebitchem lifnim. V'cholam lechutz. Kedirus the gemara kochesam udalef. Mekneged the chayim v'lifnim kelifnim. Mekneged the chayim v'lechutz kelechutz. So the gemara explains. Beis Hillel say whatever is lifnim is kelifnim. In other words, the part which is inside, towards inside Yerushalayim, that's completely Yerushalayim lechumro lekulo for all purposes, and that's what Beis Hillel argued in Beit Shammai. And what do we say that Beis Hillel going lechumro? We're talking about the part which is outside. Even though we said it's kelechutz, still. That's a gift of Reb Chaim. You don't eat the kotchev kalim like as inside. It's not considered to be inside. The chumri you say it like outside. You can't eat kotchev kalim because it's outside Yerushalayim. Filo apodim shamai sasheni kelechutz. And you don't consider it to be outside that you can redeem my sasheni. So the part which is outside, according to Beis Hillel, you go the chumri that you treat it like outside, not the kula. That's regarding the ones that the opening is lebifnim to Yerushalayim. Pitreim lechutz v'cholim lefnim. If the entrance is to the outside, and the main room is to the inside, mikenegad haChayim v'lechutz kalechutz. Whatever is outside of the Chayim is lechutz, lechumro, and lekula, according to Beis Hillel. And that's where they're different than Beit Shammai. Mikenegad haChayim v'lifnim, but the part which is inside, because the door is not towards the inside, the door is toward the outside, so Beis Hillel here also go lechumro. Ein oichlim shel kotchev kalim kalifnim. You can't eat their kotchev kalim because it's not considered to be inside. You can't eat shamay ma'aseh sheni like it's outside because it's not considered to be inside, not considered to be outside. It's only lechumro you consider to be inside and outside. So meaning, Beis Hillel always go based on the door. If the door is outside and the area is outside, it's considered to be outside. The door is inside and the area is inside, it's considered to be inside, even though it continues outside. But the part which is outside, which goes to the other direction, if the door is toward the different direction, you go there lechumro. Here's the one that says, "Minus b'kodesh u'b'choil u'p'tuchois." That's the next part of the Mishnah. We're talking about the l'shachos. Talk about these rooms in the Azara, and we said over there if it's inside facing outside, the opposite or half and half. So says the Gemara. And here again, we're using the girsa of Reb Chaim, which is different than the girsa we have. Omar of Yaakov bar Acho, kini mestiso. We have the following braiso: "Minus b'kodesh u'b'choil." It's the room that's open, that's built, kodesh and choil. Uptuchos la koidish vela choil. So they have both. So we can add the koidish vela koidish kala koidish. From the wall of the koidish to the inside has the din of koidish. We can add the choil vela choil choil. And from the side of the choil, it's going to be choil. Pnuyus ba koidish uptuchos la koidish vela choil. If it's built in koidish and has a door to koidish and choil, toichen koidish. Because as long as it's built in koidish, it has a door to the koidish, has the din of koidish. Pnuyus b'chol uptuchos the kodesh v'lechoil. If it's built in the choil and it has door for kodesh v'lechoil, teichem choil. Because if it's in choil and has a door to the choil, it has a din of choil. And hado my teichem kodesh, when we consider it to be kodesh, it's even the kulo. Oyuch lishav kodeshu kodeshim. You can eat the kodeshu kodeshim. You can eat only in beis hamikdash. Ve'sheich lishav kodeshu kalim. You can shech kodeshu kalim, which you can do only in beis hamikdash. Ve'tomei shenich lishav chayav. And even a tomei who goes in there, he's going to be chayav. It's going to be punished because mamash considered to be beis hamikdash fully. Rida says, no, yes, it has a din of Beis HaMikdash, but not regarding Tumo. If a Tomei goes in there, it doesn't get Malkus. Malkus is only in this specific area of Beis HaMikdash, which is 187 by 135 Amo. Anything out of there, even though it's connected to Beis HaMikdash, it has a din of Beis HaMikdash, but not regarding Tumo. So the Mordak Kochetz on Beis, the Atani, we bring a Brisa like we just said. Lishka shebnir b'shoyvi chomes ha'azara. You have a lishka which is built in the height of the chomes of the azara. Oil show kochukachim, shechdim shal kochukalim, has din bismigdush. You can eat the kochukachim, you can shech the kochukalim. But, Tommy shenichel is sham potter. Tommy goes in there is potter because it got me two mitzakot to be bismigdush. As the Gemara, now we're using again the Gisa of Reb Chaim. And the Gisa is bring another braiso. Vatani bnuye b'cho ilu p'tuch ala koidesh, toich ala koidesh v'gogo choil. If it's built in the choil, but it opens the koidesh, has din of koidesh. And only the roof is choil. And what's the din? What we're growing what? As we said before, you can either kochukachim, and everybody agrees, kachel kochukalim. But the braiso says, chayvim aleo mishum tumo. But clearly you are chayv and tumo. So how do you answer the two braises that seem to contradict each other? Answers the Gemara, the Tanya you can answer based on the following braiso, that it's a machlokes tanoim. Only based on the Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva. That's the Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva. Chachomim, hareyu ki l'shachos, v'chol shal l'shachos hoichim achar pischeim. Meaning Rabbi Akiva is the one who says that regarding tumah it's different. But Chachomim say he has the same din for everything. The same way you can eat their kodesh kadoshim, also regarding tumah as a din based on Mikdosh. Halokhe yizuk de Mishnah. Ma'aseh sheni shnichas l'Yerushalayim v'nitma. If you have ma'aseh sheni, the way into Yerushalayim became tome. Bein shenitma be'av tumo. Bein shenitma be'vlad tumo. It doesn't matter which level of tumas we'll see in the Gemara. Bein mi'fim, bein v'chud. It doesn't matter if it got tome inside or it was tome before it went inside. But sham orim ma'kol yipode v'yochel b'fim. You can redeem it and you should eat it in Yerushalayim. Even though you redeemed it, it's not gedushas ma'aseh sheni. You still have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Chutz shenitma be'av tumo b'chutz. Except one case. If it got tome av tumo, the more chomer dik tumo, and it happened outside before it went to Yerushalayim, so then once you redeem it, you can take it out of Yerushalayim. That's the one exception. Ubisil and Ubisil say, "Hakol yipode v'yochel b'chutz." In all the cases, you can take the fruits, redeem them, and eat them out of Yerushalayim. Chutz, except one case, shenitma bevlad tumo bibifim. They got the lower tumo, and they happened inside Yerushalayim, so then you have to eat in Yerushalayim after you redeem it, and you can't take them out. And we'll see the reasoning of Bichah and Ubisil in the Gemara. But in this staff, the Gemara goes on to just bring the Raya. How do you know that you can redeem Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim if it became Tameh? Says the more the following. Ksiv, kiloy tuchal seisoyi. The full pasuk says, you have a long way. Kiloy tuchal seisoyi. The pasuk means you can carry it. So then it says you can redeem it. So the Gemara is focused on the words, kiloy tuchal seisoyi. Manan kaimin, what are we talking about? In birichu gemakom, meaning we're far away, so you can't carry it. Kaktiv ki arbi mchaderch. The pasuk really says, if you're far away. Why you have to add the words "kiloy suchal say so"? You can't carry it. Im b'kiru makom. If you're talking about in Yerushalayim, kvaksiv. It says in the pasuk. Using now again, gives of Reb Chaim ki yuchag b'mchol. It says only when you're far away. When you're close, you're not allowed to redeem Ma'aseh Sheni. Ela ma loy suchal say so. What does it mean loy suchal say so? It means loy suchal leachloy. That's the gives of Reb Chaim again. You can't eat it. V'chtiv nasa to akesef. So then you can redeem it. What does it mean you can't eat it? Because it's stuck. And the Gemara here is referring to what we learned in the Bavli Masechet Bo Metzi, as Reb Chaim points out. The Loshon says, can be oichel. Vayisam masois, it says it's a pasuk by Yosef. So what it means, kolos tuchal seisoi, means you can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? Because it's tameh. So the Torah is telling you in this pasuk, if you're too far, if you're in Yerushalayim, if you're outside of Yerushalayim, or even if you're in Yerushalayim, but the Ma'aseh Sheni became tameh, these are the two cases that you could redeem Ma'aseh Sheni. So this is the source that Ma'aseh Sheni Tomei can be redeemed in Yerushalayim. Even though Ma'aseh Sheni Tomei cannot be redeemed in Yerushalayim, only outside of Yerushalayim, Ma'aseh Sheni Tomei could be redeemed in Yerushalayim. And the only machlokes says, when you redeem it, once you redeem it, where do you eat the fruits that were redeemed? With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni Dav Kofches.